Opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Caitlin Kozad.
Good morning and welcome to Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I am your host, Caitlin Kozad, and I have the privilege of introducing our newest physician to join us at Good Shepherd this morning. It's Dr. Jack. He's a board-certified sleep medicine specialist with over 22 years of experience. Dr. Jack, thank you so much for joining us this morning and helping our community to get to know you and the Sleep Lab Clinic. Thank you, and we really appreciate your time.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm happy to be here this morning.
Yes, so Good Shepherd Sleep Solutions is now open at Good Shepherd Healthcare System, and it's located at 610 Northwest 11th Street in Hermiston. The Sleep Lab and Clinic is in Suite E19 in the Good Shepherd Medical Group Clinic. This is a beautiful sleep lab and clinic with state-of-the-art design and equipment. So, Dr. Jack, how is it being the medical director of such a beautiful facility?
Hey, the entire hospital is very beautiful. The sleep clinic and lab are brand new. I'm very honored to be part of Good Shepherd System.
Yes, we're very happy to have you. So let's get to know you a little bit. What brought you to Good Shepherd Healthcare System to stand up this new service line for the hospital?
Well, I heard of the opportunity from a friend and jumped on it because I have always wanted to expand my practice from Washington to Oregon. Actually, about 15 years ago, I presented a proposal to the hospital regarding establishing a sleep center, but it fell through. So I'm very glad to be back.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you back, too. So your formal name, would you say it for me?
Yeah, it's Jagdeep Nikomborirak.
Yes, so and I'm not going to attempt to say that myself, but you go by Dr. Jack Nee, correct?
Well, Dr. Jack, just Dr. Jack, and that's, of course, the first three letters of my first name, easier for patients to call me.
Okay.
So Dr. Jack would be just fine.
Yes. Oh, it's a great name, a very long name that I'm not going to attempt to say any further. So where did you complete your residency, and how many years have you been practicing as a sleep medicine specialist?
I got my medical degree from Georgetown University School of Medicine in 1990, a long time ago. Then residency in internal medicine from Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh, and then finally pulmonary, critical care, and sleep medicine from Medical College of Georgia. So I've been practicing sleep medicine for about 23 years now.
Fantastic. And so you are local to the Pacific Northwest, and you travel around to many healthcare systems, right?
Right. 7 hospitals, all rural, small hospitals.
Fantastic. So tell us why you chose this field of medicine and why.
Well, it's very rewarding and least stressful. In sleep medicine, patients are generally not critically sick, and treatments are usually very life-changing. It leads to life-changing improvement. So, yeah, it's very rewarding.
Yes. So what is sleep medicine? Maybe you could define it for us. And maybe what are the most common sleep disorders you help to treat?
Well, the field of sleep medicine involves all types of sleep disorders, any health disorders, diseases that are related to sleep. Obstructive sleep apnea is the most common disorder that we see and treat. Even though insomnia is the most common sleep disorder, obstructive sleep apnea is the main reason why patients come for help.
I see. So why is it a good idea to choose a sleep lab and clinic that's located in a hospital setting? Maybe you could describe that for us.
Yeah, a couple reasons. First is, well, it is just generally safer in the hospital. For example, if a patient falls off the bed while trying to go to the bathroom, the technician can call for help if he or she cannot get the patient off the floor. If a serious medical condition occurs during the study, for example, a heart attack, stroke, whatever, the patient can be quickly moved to the emergency department. Good Shepherd Sleep Solutions is in the process of becoming ASM, or American Academy of Sleep Medicine, accredited. This means that the way we practice, test, and treat patients are strictly according to the national accepted standards. Also, the hospital contracts with pretty much all insurance payers, whereas private labs oftentimes do not.
I see. I can understand why it would be a benefit to seek care in a hospital setting. So that's great. So let's talk about your team at Good Shepherd Sleep Solutions. I understand that Vicki Kent, she's an advanced registered nurse practitioner, or an ARNP. She's part of your team, and maybe you could describe her role and tell us a little about her.
Vicki is, just like you said, a nurse practitioner. So her scope of practice is pretty much the same as mine, except for interpreting sleep studies. And she stays in close contact with me so that if she has any questions, she will discuss with me first before putting together a plan.
Fantastic. And I think she's actually local to the area and been practicing here for many years.
Yes.
So she's already got a following and people know her well. So we are very excited to have her be part of the team as well. So what can a patient expect when they decide they need to seek help for their sleep problems? Maybe you could walk us through from start to finish what a patient should expect at Good Shepherd Sleep Solutions.
A patient with sleep problems can schedule an appointment with either me or Vicki. If a referral is required by the insurance, then the patient's primary care provider will have to generate that. Sometimes the diagnosis can be made at the initial clinic visit, while other times a sleep study will be ordered for further evaluation. And in laboratory polysomnography, sleep study, involves the patient coming to spend the night at the facility. While there, myriad of sensors will be attached to the patient to monitor brain waves, heart rhythm, breathing, oxygen saturation, and several other parameters. A sleep technician will be present all night. After the study, the patient will then return to discuss results and what to do next. Then after that, further follow-ups depend on treatment prescribed and the patient's response.
Fantastic. So I understand that this is a very warm and welcoming and home-like environment that these patients would be in the sleep lab clinic. Can you describe those rooms for us a little bit?
Yes, the rooms are made to look like a regular hotel room, queen-size bed, bathroom, TV. The rooms will be quiet, dark at night. The technicians can see the patient through infrared camera. They continuously listen to what's going on. So if the patient needs to go to the bathroom or has any needs. Right now, Good Shepherd Sleep Solutions is open Mondays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. I believe Vicki has more time, and me too. If there's a need, if the patient volume increases, we certainly can open more days.
Fantastic. That's good to know. So what are some of the telltale signs that an individual has a sleep disorder that they need to address?
Well, the common symptoms that lead patients to a sleep doctor are usually insomnia, difficulty falling asleep, non-restorative sleep, which means that waking up not feeling rested in the morning, tiredness during the day, excessive daytime sleepiness, loud snore, and observed pauses in breathing at night by the bed partner. Patients with cardiovascular diseases such as high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, and arrhythmias are frequently referred by their cardiologists because untreated obstructive sleep apnea can worsen those conditions.
I see. So would you say that the patient's partner, if they have one, is a good person to bring to their appointments to explain what's going on with the patient?
Yes, absolutely. We encourage people to bring their med partners.
Yes, I could see that. So what is the age range of patients that you can help?
The youngest would be 13. Younger than that, we can see the patient, but for sleep study, we will have to refer out to the OHSU for sleep study.
I see. That's a wide range of patients that you can help. So I can definitely see how this will make a big impact on our community and helping folks to get their sleep back on track. Will you accept walk-ins at the clinic, or does an individual have to have a referral?
Well, we would be more than happy to see walk-ins unless their insurance requires referral. Patients on Medicare do not require referral, so they can just call and make appointment for themselves.
I see. So would you say that you see more men than women patients needing help to get their sleep back on track?
I do, and that's because the primary disorder that we see in the clinic is obstructive sleep apnea, and men tend to have the condition twice as often as women.
Wow, that's amazing. Can you give us an example of a great patient success story you've had?
I have many success stories. They mainly involve patients with severe sleep apnea. They improve almost immediately with positive airway pressure therapy, and many of them now refuse to sleep without their CPAPs and BiPAPs. So they are very grateful, and that's what makes my job rewarding.
So you're saying once they get on those CPAPs and BiPAPs, they never want to leave their side.
Right.
Fantastic. So what are some of your team's best practices for taking great care of your patients while they are at Good Shepherd Sleep Solutions?
What I find most useful in treating sleep disorders is taking time to explain to the patients the disease processes and treatment rationale. For example, in treating obstructive sleep apnea, patients are more likely to adhere to the CPAP therapy if they understand what's going on in their upper airway, what causes the apneas, how the CPAP device works, and why they should use it.
Absolutely. So that's kind of the end of my questions for today. I wonder, is there anything else that you would like our community to know about you and Good Shepherd Sleep Solutions?
I just want people to know that we're here to help with all types of sleep disorders. The evaluation, treatment, and everything related to the clinic, it's pretty much totally pain-free. No blood draw, no other discomforts. So I would encourage people to come in, even if they're not sure if they need help. We can certainly look and give advices.
Yes, and I wondered, so I saw that you have a quiz that you typically give patients. Is it a pretty short quiz, just asking about their current sleep conditions?
We do have about 2-page questionnaires for people to answer when they come in for a sleep evaluation. But yes, there are shorter questionnaires that people can answer to see if they're at risk of having sleep apnea. And that may make them decide whether to come in for evaluation or not.
I imagine a lot of people would be surprised to find that, you know, they do in fact have a sleep problem just by taking that quiz. So,
well, it is very common. Sleep apnea is very prevalent, up to 20% of general population. So a lot of people have it, and a lot of people don't know that they have it.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Dr. Jack, it's time to wrap up Good Health today, and I just want to thank you for joining us and for sharing all this great information with our community. We are so happy to have you be part of Good Shepherd and our family, and we look forward to the amazing work you do and the difference that you get to make in our patients' lives.
All right, well, thanks for the opportunity to talk about my favorite subject, sleep.
Yes. Again, this is Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. And we just heard from Dr. Jack. He's a board-certified sleep medicine specialist with over 22 years of experience. He's now our medical director of Good Shepherd Sleep Solutions. It's a comprehensive, full-service sleep lab and clinic. Dr. Jack, we thank you again for joining us this morning and helping our community to get to know you. If you would like to make an appointment with Dr. Jack and his team for a consultation, please do call 541-667-3834, and you can visit our website for more information at www.gshealth.org. This is Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System in the KOHU studio. Thank you for joining us, and be well.